Jaina dipped her head in acknowledgement, then spun to meet her next attacker, and found Luke picking his way toward her. His lightsaber was already deactivated, and his expression was serene, as though fighting Sith at 3-1 odds was only meditation for him. Following a step behind him was Ben. The young man looked a bit awestruck, but he was spattered with enough blood to suggest he had not been idle. In the opposite direction, Jaina found Corrin coming to join them. His nose was wrinkled at the stench of so much death, but he seemed no more troubled by the fight than did Luke. Jaina deactivated her own lightsaber and turned back to Valen and Jycella, who must have cut their way through at least 4 Sith before reaching Jaina's side.
"Nice work, guys," she said. "Even I didn't feel you hiding up there."
Jycella smiled.
"It's easy to be stealthy when the enemy is focused on you and Dad and Master Skywalker."
"Not that easy," Luke said. "You did well, both of you." Valen beamed, but distant boots could already be heard running in their direction. More Sith.
"We'd better get going," Luke said. "The way Rowdy has been acting, he's going to leave without us."
Jaina's brow shot up.
"You've seen Rowdy?"
Luke nodded, then waved them toward the back of the storage area.
"We managed to hold the computer interface long enough for him to learn that it's been disabled."
"Disabled?"
It was Ben who asked this.
"But it looked active when we saw it."
"It certainly did," Corrin replied. "And I think we know what that means."
"They had time to plan this ambush," Jaina said, not quite able to keep from glancing in Ben's direction.
"A lot of time," Ben scowled. "I know what you're thinking," he said. "But it couldn't have been Vistara. She didn't even know where we were going."
"And you know that how?" Corrin asked.
"Because she asked me about it while we were in the capsule," Ben replied. "About 2 minutes before the ambush."
"Questions are not always what they seem," Corrin said. "You're a good enough investigator to understand that."
"And I'm good enough to know that assumptions aren't facts,"
Ben replied. He turned to his father.
"Vistara is not the one who betrayed us. You know that."
Luke remained silent for an instant, then shrugged.
"All I know is we're going after a Sith Grand Lord. Whatever we think we know, we're probably fooling ourselves."
As he spoke, muffled Sith voices began to sound from the far end of the aisle.
"We'll sort that out later. For now, we just need to keep moving."
He motioned to Corrin and Valen, and the two horns quickly moved a 2-meter stack of valves and pipe elbows away from the wall. Behind it, at the end of a short aisle, a freestanding lift tube emerged from the floor and vanished into the gloom above. A crude portal about 1.5 meters high had been cut into the wall of the tube, revealing a sporadic flow of canisters, crates, and soft-sided bags rising inside it. Next to the opening stood Rowdy, rocking back and forth and trilling impatiently.
"A cargo tube?" Jaina asked.
"Rowdy seems to think it will take us to another interface station," Corrin said, glancing back to Jaina. "At least I assume that's why he had us cut a big hole into it."
Rowdy gave an affirmative tweedle, and the voices grew louder and more urgent as Sith began to come down the aisle toward them. A heartbeat later, the first blaster bolts started to ping around the storage area, ricocheting off pipe fittings and equipment cabinets.
"It's gotta be better than staying here,"
Jaina said. Worried that Ben would do something foolish, she turned to find him staring back down the aisle.
"Ben, I know," he said.
Ben's force aura began to sizzle with frustration and anger, and he waved a hand and sent a control valve tumbling down the aisle toward the Sith.
"We have to go,"